Hey, we are in Kufchav Beis Amud Aleph. Up to the third widest line. And the goal is not to finish today. You have to have a lot of questions. It's okay. I don't think we'll finish today, even if we try. What happened was somebody screamed from the top of the mountain, and they didn't find anybody there. And he married off his wife. Frankly, Gemara Dilma Shade Havi. Maybe it was a shade. Maybe it wasn't a human. Amar Yehuda Marav Shalor learned to Musa Adam. He looked like a man. In Unami Dami, they also look like people. I guess as the shade has the ability to make himself look human. I don't know what shade him look like naturally, but he has the ability to make himself look human. That the Gemara the Chazal in Bavua, you saw a shadow. Frank the Gemara in Unami is the Bavua. They also have a shadow. That the Gemara the Chazal in Bavua, the penumbra. This umbra, this is one of the words I learned in Daf Yomi. This umbra and this penumbra. Umbra is the main shadow, and penumbra is the shadow of the shadow. If a person looks at the shadow, sometimes he sees a more distinct shadow. Then a lighter shadow around it. That is called the penumbra. And he saw not only the umbra, but he saw the penumbra. Maybe they have a penumbra as well. Amrab Chanina, Amalu Yainus in Shida, Yainus in the shade told me, they don't have a penumbra. It just doesn't work for them. The Rabbani Slava made it that whatever light and things cause a penumbra, for shadim it doesn't work. Rashi, Rashi Shalom Doiz Mus Adam Betchila Kishitzak. When he screamed, they saw a human. Bavua de Bavua, Tzel Tziloi, the shade of his shade. Mamdeinu Yainas and Shida. So Rashi said shade haya. Either Yainas was a shade who, I guess, had contact with who's the one that quoted him, Rav Chanina? I baki b'hem. Or maybe he knew about Shadim well, so they called him Yainas and Shita, Yainas and the expert on the Shadim. Frank Di Gemara, the Dilma Tzara.
Rabbi, can I ask a question? Rabbi, who heard this disembodied voice?
Who?
Who guess heard the voice? People,
they were walking and they heard screaming.
What if it was just the wife who heard the voice?
What? Same thing.
What if it was just... Same thing. Okay.
Same thing. Frank DiGamara, Vadum Tsaravoy. Maybe it was the co-wife that was doing it to get her other co-wife into trouble. The Rashi. Now Rashi has a different, very interesting explanation. This man had married a woman somewhere else, and that new wife came to mess up the old wife, and then left. Now, the Achaneir points out, there are five women that we don't trust. Why does the Gemara only concentrate on Sarah? Maybe it was the mother-in-law. Maybe it was the husband's daughter. Maybe it was the Aventa. There were five women that we didn't trust. The Gemara only asks from Tara. So the Rakhla there answers that that's what Rashi meant here. Because the other, usually you can ascertain where those five women were when you heard the voice. Where was the mother-in-law? And you can figure out that it wasn't them. Because you were in this city and they were in a different city. You can figure out it wasn't them. Masha'in Kain, a new Tzara that you never knew about, you can't figure out. That's why Rashi translates the Dilma Tzara, not a current co-wife that we're aware of, but maybe it's a new co-wife that we're not aware of, and she's the one that did it. Because a current co-wife, we can ascertain. Anybody that we know of the five women, we can figure out where were they. It's the new wife that we have to be afraid of. That's why Rashi translates the Dilma Tsaravoi, Shadasta Ishiva Mokam Akar, Ubal Likalkala, Vokala. So that's why Rashi says that's a girl in air. Because that you can't ascertain, because you don't even know she exists, let alone who she is. And for the Gemara, I'm trying to debate with Shmo, the Shasa Sarkonda Kaisim and Nice and Abishay Makirin. You're right. This is a question that we don't have an answer for. But in the time of danger, meaning, in the time of danger, we write things, mushrooms. This is what I'm getting. A guy was in a bar and he's dying. And he says, whoever hears my voice, write and get to my wife. My name is A, but the son of B. And my wife's name is A, the daughter of B. Right? And we do it. We don't go and try to check out if it's him or not. Because we have 10 minutes to get this done. He's dying. We can't, investigations are great. But when you're worried about possibilities and it's not true, and you have no choice here, you just write again before he dies. Same thing here. This is a question of Iguna. You heard a voice saying the guy died. Maybe it's a new wife that he married and we didn't know about that came here to do that. We're not going to mess up an Iguna because of that. Now, again, this is the problem that we had last week. It's by Mayim She'en Lem Seif, by a person drowning, we were worried about the minority that survived. And here, we're not worried about the possible new ones. Because I'll weigh and decide what they would worry about and what they wouldn't worry about. But that's what the Gemara's answer is. You can't worry about everything when you're worried when you're talking about an Iguna. Can't. And they're bringing a rival of Yishmol who said when it comes to writing a get, usually we try to figure out who's the husband, who's the wife. When you got 10 minutes to get it done, just get it done. Rashi. Shasta Sarkana, Shalda Masukim, Kikamishai Mushal Babar, he was in a pit. Yamakal Shemei Kaila Yichtim Get Leishtai. Whoever hears my voice should write a get. Kaisim Venaisim, we give it to her. Vesamchin Nalei Bechol Dvarov, we rely on him. Shame Manihu is plainly been plainly. What can I be Kishasa Sakana Tamya? This is an analogous case. Shame Lake Taman was that. You won't believe her. Lake Timsa Echar Akar, you won't find anybody else. The taste of Iguna shall remain in Iguna.
Why does it say you have to be a new wife? Why could it be an old wife?
Because you can ascertain where she is. You can make an investigation. Could have been possible. Is she the one that was on the mountaintop screaming?
There was a
star.
It was his wife staying
in. His wife is the one that we want to be mad to.
The fact that it's a lady's voice, we're not concerned.
I guess when you hear it from a mountain screaming, not always can you tell. I guess. I was thinking the same answer. Let's say he knew it was a masculine voice. I don't know enough about how voices travel from even ask the question. What?
I would think you'd be able to tell.
Again. Obviously the Gemara does not answer that. The Gemara doesn't feel that's a reliable proof. Yeah. The Gemara by Tamar Bakiva. Kshirati Lenato La'aber Hashana. When I went to Nador to the Ma'abar, I went to Nador to the Ma'abar the year. Matsasi Nechemya Ish Beis Li. We had this quoted earlier. I found Nechemya Ish Beis Li, the Rambam in Hagdama to Mishnayos in Perek Yod, brings 38 Tanoim that are only mentioned one time in Shas. And he's one of them. This is the one time in Shas. I mean, he's mentioned, when this is quoted, he's mentioned. This is the one thing that we have from him. We mentioned it a number of times. But this is the one thing we have from him. He's one of the 38 Tanoim, the Rambam says, that are only mentioned one time in Shas.
What was the Rambam's purpose in that?
I have no idea. I just saw it brought down. I didn't look it up even. Nagdamat Mishnayis, that's the Rambam Shemayna Prakim. Perig Yud. Well, with Shemayna Prakim, it can't be Perig Yud. I guess there is a Perig Yud there. I don't know. Whatever it is, it says there that there are 38 Tanoim that are mentioned one time in Shas, and the Chemni Ish basically is one of them.
Every Mishnah has one thing you don't see anywhere else.
I'm sure for people that know Shas at their fingertips, they can answer you. I cannot. Amar Bekeven Shiratil and Ador Labar Hashon Amatosi the Chemni Ish basically. Amali said to me, Shemati Shem Asin Asishana. I just want to point out, interesting what the Achrayim do here. Now, at this point, Rabbi Kiva is going back to his Rebbeim. The Mishnah is going to say that Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Shua have a comment on it. That means Rabbi Kiva still had Rebbeim alive. In fact, the Mishnah is going to say that Rabbi Gamliel listened to Rabbi Kiva's testimony when he came back and married women off, allowed women to get married. The Gemara Mayit Katan says that Rabbi Gamliel died before Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Shua. That means Rabbi Kiva went when he was still had Rebbeim alive, and Rabbi Gamliel was the Nasi, and he went to be Ma'aber Shana Narda. And the question is, the Gemara says at the end of Brachas that you can't be Ma'aber in Chutz La'aretz unless there's nobody as big as you in Eretz Yisrael. And Rabbi Kiva, the Gemara says, did it because he didn't leave anybody as big as him in Eretz Yisrael. But he did, because he came back and he spoke to Rabbi Gamliel, which means Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Shua were still alive, and they were his Rebbeim, so they were as big as him, at least. So how can he go be Ma'aber Shana Narda? So the Achrayim say a very interesting teretz. There are two ways you can be Ma'aber Shana Chutz La'aretz. One is if you're in Gad L'Ador, and that happened later in Rabbi Kiva's life. And one is if you're going as a messenger from the Gadol Hador. Meaning, for whatever reason, they can't do Ibar Hashana. The Romans are persecuting them, and they can't get it done in Eretz Yisrael. The Bezin can appoint, the Gadol Hador can appoint somebody to act in their stead and be Ma'abed the Shana on Chutz La'aretz, even though he's not the biggest at the time. So that's what they want to say happened there. Rabbi Kiva wasn't the biggest. But he was acting in the as a messenger of the Gedolei Yisrael. And that's why he was able to be Ma'aber Shana Ben Arda. That's why this story could take place.
Well, you have to be able to know how to do it?
It has to be done by Bezin HaGadol. You can't just have five. The Gemara said, in Brachas, we learned Brachas in Tzayim Bechazer. The Gemara says in Brachas, it says, Ki Mitziyah in Tzayim Tzayro, that Ibar Hashana has to be done in Eretz Yisrael. However, if the biggest gadol in Eretz Yisrael leaves, he's allowed to do it in Chutz La'aretz.
Also.
Well, he's the one that does it in Chutz La'aretz, correct. That means they don't do it in Eretz Yisrael that time. They leave it for him to do in Chutz La'aretz.
They can't do it in Eretz Yisrael.
Well, if he went to do it in Chutz La'aretz, they're not going to do it in Eretz Yisrael. He went to do it in Chutz La'aretz.
Okay, so the point is that if the Gedolah will send him, he can do it.
That's what they answer.
I understand.
This is not the Gemara ever said that.
What does that mean? It means he has to be taught how to do it, or... It's a process. It's just the Kiddush, B'Kiddush, you know what I mean?
I'm not understanding you, but it's
what
okay.
What is the mechanism? Because he's not Roy Lukach to be able to figure it out, or it's a Hek Simpson. Well, what is it?
I'm not sure what you're asking.
Why can't a regular person do it?
Because it's given over to the Bezin HaGadol in Yerushalayim. It's a function of Bezin HaGadol. It's just like you can't decide to be Mekabel Eidus HaChaydash either.
It's just done on Rosh Chodesh. Nisan to make another Ador?
No, then it's too late. It had to be done in the winter time. to decide that there's going to be an extra other. It can't be done on the day that wouldn't be Rosh Chodesh Nisan. It's also Gemara. We had it a few times.
Why? How early? Like in Shabbat?
They can do it any time after Rosh Hashanah. They tried to do it a little later, but not too late. According to one Madiyama, you can't do it after Purim. Because of Pesach. Because in people's minds, Pesach was 30 days after Purim. That was the time of Kisiyo. See, Yanki remembers the Gemara. Kisiyo was Ma'abar on the day it was supposed to be Rosh Chodesh Nisan. He decided there's going to be another Sheni. And the Gemara had to tie on him. It's one of the three things the Gemara said he did wrong.
Why
can't you remember this?
Why can't Rabbi Akiva be bigger than his Rebbeim?
It's not mistaken that he would be considered the Gadol HaDor while his Rebbeim are still alive. It doesn't make sense that it is. I don't know if it's even possible, but for sure not probable.
There's already a Beit Gadol in Ardoi?
There wasn't a Beit Gadol.
He had established one while he was there?
He said you don't need a Beit Gadol, you need the Reish Beden, so he could...
As an individual...
Well, he doesn't do it as an individual, he has other people with him.
Well, wasn't Ardoi a city of...
Ardoi was a city in, I believe, northern Iraq.
A lot of Jews there? Why did he do there?
That's a question that I don't know. The only reason I'm mentioning this is because, again, the Gemara in Bracha says you can't be Ma'abar Shanah Chutz La'aretz if there's a God, bigger person than Eretz Yisrael. How could Rebbe Akiva do it when his Rebbeim is still alive? And it's clear from the Mishnah that his Rebbeim was still alive. So then they answer, this is what they're Mechadish. It's a Chiddush. That if you do it yourself, then you have to be the biggest person. If you do it as a shlichus, this is a new chiddush. They can send somebody not the biggest person to act in their stead. So anyway, so Mechami basically says, Shemati Shei Masih Nasi Shemer Tisrael B'Yed Echad. I heard that they don't marry an Tisrael, they don't rely on Yed Echad. Elo Rabbi Huda Ben Bava. When the Mesi learned, I told him, Kena Dorm, that is true. Amalie said, Amar Lam Mishmi, tell them in my name, Atam Yaidim, you know, Shamadina Bishabeshis Migrayasas, that the country has many bands of robbers, therefore I can't travel, right, that's how we learned this earlier, I can't travel to testify. Kachmu Kublanimir of the Wheel Hazakin, who lived while the Mesi HaMikdash was still standing, right, there were two Rav Gamliels, Rav Gamliel HaZaken and the regular Rav Gamliel. I was a Kabbal from Rav Gamliel HaZaken. Shemasiyin as the Isha B'Yed Echad. That you can marry off a woman by the testimony of one person. And just to give you a little bit of a historical background, Hillel was Nasi 100 years before Korban Beis HaMikdash. When he died, his son Shimon took over. When he died, his son Rav Gamliel, who's referred to as Rav Gamliel HaZaken, took over. When he died, his son Rabbi Shimon Gamliel took over, who was killed on the Asara Arugim Malchus. When he died, Rabbi Gamliel took over.
When was the Asara Arugim Malchus? What period?
I'm sorry, he was killed. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, the first one, I think, was killed. Sorry, take it back. In the time of the Korban. Then took over Rabbi Gamliel, the regular Rabbi Gamliel, who was a contemporary of Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Akiva. Then when he died, his son, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, took over, who was Rabbeinu HaKadosh's father. Now, I think the elder of Shimon Gamliel is the one of the Asari Arugim Malchus. Asari Arugim Malchus took place over 60 years. Pashtus. Didn't happen at one time. It's from the Korban for the next 60 years. I know in the Pariyot of Yom Kippur, we make it sound like all 10 were killed at the same time, as the Kapara of the Mechiras Yosef, but historically speaking, it was over a period, Pashtus was over a period of time. With Rav Akiva being at the tail end.
This is one of the earlier ones, though.
Who?
Is he listed in one of the earlier ones? I know in the
But just listening to the word. Anyway, so I am Mekabel from Yom Liel Talkin that you can marry a woman of Abiyei Dachas. Ushabati Vertesi Dvar Mosei Rebbe Gamliel. When I said this over in front of Gamliel, Samach, this is Rebbe Gamliel's grandson. He was happy that he had testimony that his grandfather did this. Samach Medvarai, the Amar Matsanu Chaver, the Rebbe Yehuda Ben Bava, that we find the friend to Rebbe Yehuda Ben Bava. Now, in this next line, there are two girsas, our girsa, and the girsa others have, and it makes a difference in the story. Pashta, I'm going to read it with our girsa. While this is going on, Rav Gamliel remembered that there's people that got killed in Tel Arsa. Based on his new testimony, he now accepted an Eid Echad to say their husband died. And he married off their wives. The Hugzuku, period. Now, Summer Gairis, Nisgar of Gamliel Hazakin, Nisgar of Gamliel, Shenagla Rugim Batelariz, and the Hasir of Gamliel Hazakin, you should say him up here. That is a very difficult Girsa. So Gamliel Hazakin died in the first base of Mikdash, during the time of the base of Mikdash, second base of Mikdash. And here is Shem Akiva testifying after the Korban. So they want to say that what happened is as follows. Rabbi Akiva came back and tells Rabbi Gamliel, you know, I was in that door, and the Chemya told me that you can rely on an Eid Echad. And Rabbi Gamliel said to himself, all right, my grandfather did that in Tel Arza. He didn't remember the story of Tel Arza now to be mocked them now. He reminded himself he should have known this because he remembered now that there had been people in Tel Arza killed, that his grandfather had been matar b'Eid Echad. It's a shailin girsa. Because if not, if they ask the kasha, says, this Rebbe Gamliel should hergu v'heisi. Why does it have to say again Rebbe Gamliel? We're talking about him. So some of Kairos, v'heisi Rebbe Gamliel Hazakin. But Rebbe Gamliel Hazakin wasn't alive then. So it says, his grandson, when he was reminded by Rabbi Akiva, when he was told by Rabbi Akiva about this testimony, it jarred his memory. He said, I should have known that. My grandfather did this.
Rabbi?
Yes.
Does he now feel, under the first version, does he feel now empowered to do it simply because if there's a second Gadol who did this, or was it because it's his grandfather and a family tradition?
No, because it was done by Rav Gamliel Hazakin, who was a big Gadol. Could have been anybody, so, just happened to be his grandfather.
So when there was only one big Gadol, when it was only Nechemya, he could not have just chosen to follow that?
This is what they used to do. He said they got it wrong in Eretz Yisrael. I know that they used to rely on an Eid Echad. So he is testifying to a Messiah that we lost.
Oh, so I thought that at all times Nechemya based Deli was in the minority and therefore not followed. But they didn't even know about his opinion.
They didn't know about it.
Okay, thank you.
Now, the hopes of Goliath Messiah and Aid Mibi Shimcha. They expanded it. Now, it doesn't say why they expanded it, just became expanded. Then not only did they rely on Eid Echad, they relied on an aid in the name of an aid from a woman, from an Evet, from a Shivcha, meaning it didn't need direct testimony even. And it didn't even need direct testimony, and even an Evet to be a source of the story.
New?
And a Shivcha. No. Well, if Eid Echad was new, this was an expansion of believing in Eid Echad.
But not from that was
awesome. We don't know. And Rabbi Lezer would be sure.
What about all the other Gemaras that we already had?
Well, they knew this Mishnah.
Post it.
The main Gemara is after this Mishnah.
Well, why is this Mishnah here?
I have no idea. Rabbi Lezer, I remember, Amos and Asi Shabir and Echad. And Rabbi Lezer and Yeshua said, we don't marry. They did not want to do it. And Rabbi Kiva, I remember, Lappi Yishav, Lappi Evan, Lappi Shimcha, Lappi Kraven. Rabbi Kiva said, we believe in Echad, but not a woman, not an Eved, not a Shivcha, not relatives. So
crazy.
It became a machloikis. Again, Rabbi Shimon didn't even want to rely on an Echad. And Rabbi Kiva accepted the testimony to rely on an Echad, but he didn't want to rely on the Kriven Mesulim. And to Rabbanon, the rest of the Chachamim, expanded it to believe everybody, which is the way we pass.
But everybody agrees that the woman herself is believed. Right?
No.
No, the wife herself.
No.
What?
Before this testimony, he didn't believe anybody.
But now.
You're looking at me straight. Today, yes.
No, I mean today, I mean then.
No.
Can he just say, Isha, we said Isha. Oh, he meant actual Isha? I thought this meant, a lady.
So, but that's a Rishua hold that the wife can't say anything?
Pashtas, that's what they're
no
saying.
Better than Neda.
Again, Pashtas, that's what they're saying.
Wow.
And Kiva?
Also, what?
Also, Kiva would agree that also.
No, he doesn't. He said you can believe in Ein Echad, but you can't believe a woman in Eved, a Kraven. You have to be kosher latest. Doesn't talk about that.
Just a no starter.
So Rabbi Kiva would say he wouldn't believe the wife?
Again, we're talking about different opinions
right.
As it evolved.
It's not halacha, but this, according to what this said in the Gemara now, if one person testified, the woman would be in the gula.
According to Rabbi Ezra, Yeshua. Correct.
So if she did all her homework, it wouldn't make a difference.
Correct.
Unless she finds good evidence that she bring the baby.
There has to be evidence that doesn't accept. I mean, Pashtas would have to be two aid.
But one aid, how do we get this one aid to be able to allow it? It's not, you need two aid usually, right?
Right.
Because if you allow one aid, that's, we're still not going to allow the wife, right?
A woman, she's not a kosher aid. Not a kosher aid.
Really?
No, that, we believe in Evan. The Rishonim point out that we don't believe a goslin. Anybody that steals money is not believed. He's a lawyer. He's a muktzeh shakrim. So in evidence, we assume steals. So how can we trust in evidence? So they say there's an assumption of a goslin and a knowing goslin. Evidence, that is, they're, as a group, they steal. You can have honest avodim. So unless you know he stole, don't assume he stole.
Anything?
And Gezo, the guy's a goslin. He's not an honest person. Can't rely on dishonest people.
Rabbi?
Evan,
you
know what
Evan was? No, I know what you're talking about. Evan's not. Evan's a regular coach here. Tracking Gemara, the summer of Akiva Abishalai. Which Reb Kiva holds, you can't rely on a woman. But Tanya Reb Shimon ben Elazar, I'm Reb Shimon Reb Kiva. Reb Shimon ben Elazar quotes Reb Kiva. Isha in the menace will have a gita mikav chaymer. A woman is believed to bring her own get from a kav chaymer. Meaning, when a woman walks in with her own get, how do we know this get is good? She says it's a good get. How can you trust her? Maybe it's a forged get. Then we believe it like this. The five women that we say cannot tell a woman her husband died. We accuse them of lying. The modest lady can tell them, we trust them to bring a get. We say they wouldn't forge a get. A woman who can say her husband died, why should we be afraid of a forgery? We trust her to say her husband died. We don't trust the other five women, and we trust the other five women to bring a divorce. Again, this is Rabbi Kiva talking. And Rabbi Kiva says, who are we chaysh? Again, biblically speaking, we're never afraid of forgery. Star is a star, signed by Adam. Why would we think anybody forged it? The answer is, when it comes from a faraway country, we need b'vanei nechtum, we need a certain type of testimony of mitzvah. Next week, we'll be talking about this at length. To say that's a kosher get, right? The five women that come in and say they came from China and they bring the get and they say this is a kosher get, we believe them. We don't believe them to say the woman's husband died in China, but we believe them to say he wrote the get. Why? The Gemara said, because they have a get with them, and they don't forge Staris. The lie, they'll make up a story that the husband died, but they won't forge a get. They won't forge witnesses' signatures. So a woman who can say her husband died for sure wouldn't forge the signatures. That's what Rabbi Kiva said. What we want from this price is, Rabbi Kiva says a woman who can say her husband died. Rabbi Kiva said we don't believe a woman. And all of a sudden he's saying here a woman can say her husband died. It's a contradiction of Rabbi Kiva. In our Mishnah he said no women. And here he's saying women are believed. In fact, he's saying five women can bring the get. They don't come together. Right? They're believed with the get. And they're not believed to say he died because they have an axe to grind. But the woman herself, for sure, can say he died, can bring the get. A woman can say he died? Didn't Rabbi Kiva say we don't believe a woman? That's the Gemara's kasha. And for the Gemara, Nashim, the Abu Chacham would want to have me. The Gemara makes even a bigger deal. Only those five women can't say he died. But Yishabal Mamam, another woman would be believed. That's the Gemara like kasha. Kan Kaidim Shem Ziku, Kan Laka Shem Ziku. Rabbi Kiva originally held we don't believe women, but he changed his mind. That means Rabbi Kiva evolved. At the beginning, he didn't even believe in Ein Echad. Nechemya told him in Ein Echad's believed. He came back and he said in Ein Echad's believed, but he didn't want to expand it any further. But as it became accepted to accept everybody, he went along with it. So Pashtus, you would assume, Rabbi Eliezer and Yeshua also went along with it, even though I have no proof either way. Rashi. V'havi esgitim emdinas hayam. The Avamisha Srichan Anu Lamaimer Pio, we need her to testify, to say, Shatayim Befana Nechtam Nechtam, it was written and signed in front of me. Now, Philo Adam Kosher, the entire claim came. Even if a Kosher Yid brings it, he has to say this. Nashim Shamru Chamish Nashim Nepirkin Lel, Nevanas Lavi Gitil Beperik Basikin. Now, we are going to talk about this next week. We are going to get right into Befana Nechtam, Befana Nechtam. That's what the Masechta starts with.
He didn't evolve, he just went with the role. In other words,
but he changed his mind. Not always did the individual accept the right. Sometimes they stuck to their guns.
So, in other words, his mind was the same, but he just said, what can I do? I have to go with the role. Is that what it is?
Again, many times he did not.
I said, but in this case.
That means he agreed. So if he would have disagreed, he wouldn't have gone with the right.
He was with Halakha, but not the mechanics, or how it got to it.
Again, I'm not sure exactly what you're driving at.
No, he didn't believe.
In other cases, he accepted and go with them?
I'm sorry?
In every case, he accepted and went with them?
No.
That means he does have to agree in order to change his mind.
In other words,
he wouldn't change his mind.
In other words, he did change his mind.
That's what it's saying, correct.
Okay. How does this Migu work? I mean, I understand the Kabbalah Chaymer, but isn't this like a Miku the Chassis? Because we can verify that he's alive. I mean, well, she's going to say that he's dead, but it's easier to find out that the guy, he might be alive, but to find out if he gave a get or not, you'd have to ask him, and then he'd deny it or something.
Forgery is something that we really don't accuse people of doing that often. It's a far-out thing.
Because she could have said he died, but...
Not because of Amigo, no.
Why? So why do we believe her?
Again, do we believe a tzara to bring a get?
A tzara to bring a get, we don't.
Yes, we do.
Oh, we do, because she wouldn't go through it. Okay.
Do we believe a woman a tzara to say her husband died?
On herself.
Again, this lady.
No.
If she brings a get to this lady, we believe her?
Yes.
That means we're more accusing people to lie than to forge. Isn't that what it's saying?
Okay, so this means so it's a common flavor.
Right.
It's not like Miku.
Nobody said a word Miku.
Oh, it was a Miku, okay. But the lady herself, if she brings a guest...
We're proving that she can bring it.
Can bring it.
Where is she coming from?
China.
No, but I'm saying, when does she not have to say that? If we have a guest...
Stay tuned for next week. The big sugya next week. Monday morning will be addressed right away.
This question?
This very question.
Because
Monday morning, Emet Hashem, around, I would say, 6:12. This should be addressed. Maybe 6:08.
I think Rabbi 6:13 sounds better. That's how he misses
in the room. Dr. Mishnah Weiter, Emet Hashem. Amrulai Maisa B'nei Levi Shehochu L'Tzayer. It was a story with the B'nei Levi that went to the city of Tzayer, Yirat Tzmarim. Some say Tzayer is Yerichai. Some say there were two cities known as the city of dates, because Yerichai is usually known as the Yirat Tzmarim. And V'chol Echad Mehem, and one of them got sick. And V'viyu B'pundik, they brought him to an inn where there was a shiksa, a guy. V'chazorasim Amru L'pundik is Ayach HaMereinu. And they came back. They said to the innkeeper, where is our friend? Numas Lohem, she said to them, Mace, he died, Ukvartiv, and I buried him. They see him as Ishtai, and they married off his wife. So they trusted this lady, this non-Jew, to tell them that that their friend died. So they're telling Rabbi Akiva, I don't get it. A Jewish lady is less believed. This is before he changed his mind. This is when he said that a woman is not believed. So they said, they trusted that non-Jewish lady, and you wouldn't trust a Jewish lady? Like the hey, Kahenis Kapundikus? The saying, you don't treat a Kahenis like you treat an innkeeper? Like, isn't a Jewish lady as believed as an innkeeper?
Now she's saying it.
Wait and see. Mar is going to talk about it. Ah, Mamash. Baldrick. Come to Gemara's Kasha.
Do you mind calling my wife and telling her?
What? Amr Lohem. So he answered them. Amr Lohem, I think it's supposed to say. That she take you put the kiss in the menace. When she'll be like the innkeeper, we would trust any woman. Now, Rashi's going to say two pshatim in this Gemara. I'm going to read the Gemara, the Mishnah, and then we'll learn Rashi, and we'll see two pshatim. Hapundikis haitziya lehem makli v'tamilai. She brought out his stick and his leather sack, the Sefer Torah shayim b'yadai, and the Sefer Torah that he had. And therefore she was believed. That's what the Mishnah says. So therefore they said to Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva said to them, don't bring me a raya from that guy's innkeeper. She had something else going for her. Whereas a regular woman who comes in and says, Mace, Pliny doesn't have that going for her. What is that? Rashi's going to say two different pshatim. Dr. Rashi. Amr Lohem, Rabbi Akiva, Maisim, Nei Levi. Numas Lohem, Amr Lohem. L'tei Kehenes, Pleber, L'tei Bas Yisrael, L'Kehenes, Miuchesnes, Nemenes. A regular Bas Yisrael, or even a Kehenes, should not be as believed to put the kazoo garua like this non-Jewish lady. The Gemara Mefarish Maigri Usa, and the Gemara is going to say, why did they feel that a Geisha lady is worse than a Jewish lady? Amalei Rebbe Akiva, Shatei Pundikus Nemenes. Now here comes Rashi's first shot. Kleimar, Lichshimatze Davar Zemes, Shaminu Es Pundikus. If you can prove to me that they trusted her, Shariloya last time, they didn't trust her. It was because she was Messiah Levituma. And Messiah Levituma is believed. As an Aedis, of course we wouldn't rely on the Pundikus. We didn't rely on her. She was saying a story. Messiah Levituma is believed. A woman who testifies is not Messiah Levituma. That's Rabbi Akiva's answer. That's the first chat in Rashi. So according to the first chat in Rashi, Rabbi Akiva's answer is, don't prove me from the Pundikus. She was a Messiah Levi Tumah.
But for showing the money belt and stuff and all that stuff, that's not even important.
That's according to the first chat in Rashi.
Right, that's just the item.
Simena, Sora Cheres, Sokh Rashi, Lichtei Pundikus Gemenes, Kloimar, Ba'aisa Inyan Shabhamina Pundikus, Havinami Shari Shinemenes. Any woman would be believed like we believe the Pundikus. They didn't rely on her at all. She wasn't even a Messiah Levituma, which is a big child, was she or wasn't she, right? But she wasn't a real Messiah Levituma. But she had Simonim. She showed us his stuff.
Well, what do you mean she wasn't even a Mizrach Tzumah?
Meaning without the Samanim, she would not have been believed.
There would have been three Levim there, could have made convened a small basin. She would have been a Tekena testimony.
We'll see. The Gemara, we'll talk about it. Let's not get it.
So Mizrach would never help.
No, she wasn't Mizrach. Okay, I think we should wait.
Well, what
do you mean? She wasn't. Can we wait? Talk to Gemara. My Greyus of the what does that mean? If we believe the Pundikus, we're sure we should believe the Jewish woman. Now, the Gemara is assuming the Pundikus was a Jewish lady. So, what's the Kal V'chomer? We believe the Pundikus, we're sure we should believe a Jewish lady. Well, Pundikus is a Jewish lady. Amar of Kahana, Pundikus Avedis Kachavim Haya. She was not a Jewish lady. Umasicha Levitu Maisa. Zem Makloi, Zem Tamiloi, Zem Kevash Kavartavai. This is what she said. Now, Tysus asks, if she's a Mesiach Levituma, what are the Rabbanim Zariah? So what is the Rabbanim proving? How can they prove a Mesiach Levituma to Adis? Zuck Tysus, providing Simonim makes it like an Adis. The fact that she said, here, I can show you. That means she does, some wasn't telling a story. A story doesn't involve providing evidence. The minute she provides evidence to the Rabbanon, it changed from story to testimony. And testimony, how could you rely? Teretz is, we rely on testimony. Even from a guy. For sure, from a Jewish lady. Now, would we rely on any testimony from a guy? Maybe not, but she had evidence. So, it wasn't the Mesiach Levituma that made it believe, because he did too much to be Mesiach Levituma. A regular Mesiach Levituma just says, Nabachidah. Providing evidence moved it into an evidentiary stage, meaning an Eidah stage. That's what the Rabbanan holds. And Rebbe Kiva, I'm not finished. And Rebbe Kiva's response is, no, this is a technical Mesiach Levituma, and therefore cannot prove anything about evidence. That's how Tysus explains the Machloikis, the Rabbanon, and Rebbe Kiva. However, the Achronim walk away from the Rishonim with a very big yesod. Simply put, till now, Mesiach Levituma was, a guy walked into town, and he said, oh, I was with this guy and he died. How about if we ask him, where is this guy? And he says, oh, he died when we were traveling. Is that Mesiach Levitumai, or is that Adis? What if we ask him, not as evidence, not that we need evidence. We meet the guy and we say, what happened to your traveling partner? And he said he died. Is that Mesiach Levitumai or not? Now, when we learned the sugya yesterday, the day before, you would have said, no, it's not Mesiach Levitumai. He didn't walk in and tell us a story. We asked, and he answered. But this Gemara, you see, that's Mesiach Levitumai, because they asked her, where is our friend? She didn't offer the information when they came back. They said to her, what happened to Pliny? Oh, he died. Now, the Machlokes is that Mesiach Levitumai or not? Because she provided evidence. And that evidence turns it into testimony. The fact that she pulled out the evidence. That's exactly what the Achrayim are pointing out. They initiated it. And still, it's called Mesiach Levituma. Because it wasn't done as an evidence. It was done as a story.
So what's that?
Now, the Machlokes is by pulling out the stuff, turn it into evidence.
Well, as I said, your lady said, he died, and I buried him. Now, he shouldn't have to say that I buried him, right?
That's not evidence. It's a story.
It's more than necessary.
But it's a story. And there was a rainstorm and a snowstorm and I buried him.
What, a wife? What are you talking about?
No, anybody. Any guy that comes in and says, I was traveling with him and I buried him.
Like the more you do...
No, it's not the more. It's the evidence.
If she would have stopped before she brought out the...
Then the Rabbanah would have agreed that the Mesiach would be too much, and you wouldn't be able to prove anything from that woman.
But now that I brought it out, it turns you into a
witness, exactly.
And Rabbi Kiva says, No, that just proves that it's Masiach L'Pituma.
That proves that it's Masiach L'Pituma. It's part of Masiach L'Pituma.
If she didn't bring it out, the point of Kiva wouldn't be enough. It would not show. It would be Masiach
L'Pituma. Two shots of Rashi. According to Rashi's first shot, she would have been believed anyway. According to Rashi's second shot, we wouldn't have trusted her only because of the Samana.
And that makes it Masiach L'Pituma?
No, then we rely on Samana, not on her completely. According to the second shot, Rabbi Kiva is saying we never relied on her.
I thought we don't use Kiva as
Samana. So that's the kasha. We don't use Kiva as Samana. So the Shaila is a Sima Mubik, not a Sima Mubik. The Karnaira asked the kasha, he blessed
her. Maybe something you don't lend. Nobody lends a sick
tarot. Karnaira by Sarkin. Karnaira asked the Kashi by Sarkin. What happened to Karnaira? Should I call his wife?
No, call, yes, I'll.
Should I call your wife? No, it didn't
become the Karnaira. I don't know about his wife. I don't know if my wife's up and it's usually going to be happy. Well,
yes.
Sorry? Have a call in from now on. She'd be allowed to if she would.
How do you know she's not on? How do you know she's not on?
Because she just gave me a list of
what shopping to do.
Yeah, so
yes.
So with Tamar and Yehuda, does that have anything to do with it? We have to hurry up.
Not a question. She didn't want to be believed. She didn't say I'm believed. She didn't say anything. She just said whoever he says.
Yeah, she said it wasn't proof of anything.
She wasn't trying to prove anything.
Coincidence.
All she said was, I'm not going to identify the guy. But either he admits it or not.
I became pregnant by the person.
But this is the guy that impregnated me, because Yehuda had no idea that he impregnated Tamar. Without that, he would have never known it was him. There's no testimony there.
He wouldn't have believed her?
She didn't want to be mavad to him.
That's the only thing. In other words, he publicly proclaimed. I mean, the other story, every new thing also, when someone dies with this, the concept of being with Taha, whatever's left of the remains.
I don't know if it was Taha. Pashtus, we don't retire people that are killed by Gaiam Penn.
Didn't say that he was killed.
But she was buried him already, no?
Oh. So
you're not going to exhume the body. It says the body's there, they can identify, right?
But
she buried him. She said, I buried him.
I understand.
They don't exhume the body to do a Tyra, no.
That's not okay.
No, I don't think so. No. So now, we're going to tweak this. Now, Locha, this makes a big difference. We're going to tweak this. That the Gemara became trying to have a braid of a Yumi back here, put the Kisavel, it's Kachav Maisa. She was a guy. Didn't they initiate the conversation? When they came back, she started crying. So here you see that she had to do something before they asked the question. So therefore, if somebody comes back and they say, where's your traveling partner? That's not Masiach L'Pituma. But if he comes back and he sees us and he breaks into tears, and we say, where's your traveling partner? Then he has a Masiach L'Pituma. That crying started it. That's called the initiator. Rashi,
he knew something was up. That's why he asked that. Didn't ask why he's crying. They asked where their friends.
Well, they saw her crying, so they thought something's wrong. So they tell what happened.
Maybe she's a strong-willed person. So. What does the crying do?
Crying means she initiated.
She started the whole. But they would have asked her eventually, anyway.
Yeah.
But then she's not a Masiach L'Pituma. That's what the Gemara says. She has to cry first.
She also, by